African American women are 3 times more likely to die during pregnancy than white women. In addition, black women are twice as likely to have an infant die from premature birth than white women. Advocates for black maternal health say this disparity is rooted in environmental racism and racial bias in medicine. Catherine Flowers, the field organizer for Moms Clean Air Force, shares her experience at a hospital while giving birth to her child.
I experienced the disparities of our maternal health system when my water broke with my daughter prematurely. The hospital staff did not look like me, and no one believed me when I told them that my water had broken. The nurses on staff wanted to admit me to the psych ward instead of the labor and delivery floor. I remember it like yesterday. I had just come from City Hall regarding a meeting for the Youth Bill program, and they thought I had a mental health issue and would not believe me when I told them that I was in premature labor with my baby.
That's why Democratic lawmakers on the Black Maternal Health Caucus have introduced 9 bills they say will address a black maternal health crisis in the country. They're calling the package Momnibus 2020 for short. The legislation would help train providers to screen for social determinants of health, such as environmental risks, and to address those risks. The act also commissions a study on the impacts of climate change and pollution on maternal health. Congresswoman Lauren Underwood from Illinois is the author or co-sponsor of the 9 bills. She says new research shows that women of color are disproportionately impacted by climate change.
African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Native Americans, and other communities of color in the United States face heightened vulnerabilities for adverse health outcomes associated with climate change. In June, a new study published in JAMA added more evidence to illuminate these disparities. The study found that exacerbation of air pollution and heat exposure related to climate change may be significantly associated with risks to pregnancy outcomes, and the risks are disproportionately high for Black mothers. Racial disparities of maternal health outcomes have been a top priority for me as co-founder and co-chair of the Black Maternal Health Caucus. Just as the data on climate change clearly convey that we are facing a crisis, the statistics on maternal health outcomes demand attention and action as well.
The Momnibus legislation will also fund community-based organizations that help Black mothers diversify the parentennial workforce and provide post-maternal care. That could mean Medicaid coverage for 1 year after delivery. Climate Action Campaign Health Advisory Chair Dr. Bruce Bakar says that when the Journal of the American Medical Association published his group's work on June 18th, this became the first review of some of the common climate-related complications and outcomes. He says there are documented connections between heat, air pollutants such as ozone and fine particulate, and high rates of underweight and stillborn babies. Bakar gives examples of some of the risks and complications minority women suffer from.
Regarding these pregnancy outcomes, certainly stillbirth is an absolutely devastating event for any woman and her family. However, preemies and low birth weight babies, although often able to survive these days, frequently have significant respiratory and neurologic problems as children and face major health risks as adults. It's a really dangerous way to begin a life. One of our key findings, we found strong evidence of racial disparity among the studies. More than half of the studies noted worse outcomes for minority mothers, with Black moms called out more than twice as often as Latinas, the next highest risk group.
Bikar goes on to say that the government needs to take steps now to resolve the issue of climate change and that time is running out. One measure he says will help is reversing the rollback of air quality standards. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.